Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
History is littered with leaders lying about reasons to go to war. We're watching Vladimir Putin do that right now. The Gulf of Tonkin resolution giving President Johnson the green light to escalate the war in Vietnam was based on a falsehood. Devastating for the victims of war, but imagine if you knew people died because it was your father who lied. Maybe because your father was Robert McNamara, defense secretary to both Presidents Kennedy and Johnson, who, after much soul-searching, after 58,000 Americans and more than 3 million Vietnamese deaths, wrote in his 1995 memoir, In Retrospect, that the decisions he and others made about Vietnam were wrong, terribly wrong. And here he is in the Errol Morris documentary, Fog of War.
We all make mistakes. We know we make mistakes. I don't know any military commander who is honest who would say he has not made a mistake.
Robert McNamara died in 2009 at 93 without apologizing to the American people or to his son Craig, who grew to oppose the war and spent the 70s living with indigenous peoples around the world, learning about farming and social justice. He now runs a walnut farm in Northern California. His new book is Because Our Fathers Lied, a memoir of truth and family from Vietnam to today. He says it took him a long time to not cry when he heard the word Vietnam. And Craig, I got to tell you, I just got emotional.
Okay. Let me just say, you're not the only one.
Do you hear that from people?
I see people getting emotional as I get emotional. And what I wish that my father had been able to do is just to listen. I know it affected him. I know he took Vietnam to his grave. And I only wish that he could have done something to heal our nation and the families who lost so much.
Mm-hmm. You loved him. He was a superstar. You know, one of the brilliant technocrats who came to the government from the Ford Company, not the military.
My father, Robert McNamara, was an amazing man. Together with my mom, were amazing parents. They introduced my two sisters and myself to the world of nature. He loved the wilderness. This thoughtful, caring individual who made very, very significant errors in that statement that we made mistakes. That is so. And so my question for my father is, Dad, please do your best to correct those errors. You cannot correct them, but you could say to those people who lost their fathers and sons, I'm sorry, and I want to go beyond that. I would like to do something for the atrocities that we, the United States, under my leadership, committed in Vietnam.
Well, but as you say, he just couldn't do that. You did have an idyllic life in the beginning. Both of your parents were like gods to you. They were deities. There were phone calls from the president and swimming in the White House pool. I mean, describe literally as a young person looking up at this man.
You know, to have him come home from a 18-hour day when I was 12 or 13 years old, and I could hear him come through the doors, and I would run down the steps and embrace him and get a big kiss. And if you'd want to know about what I was doing, of course, because he couldn't and refused to talk about his life. I get that. But as a father today of three, what we do is we try to tell the truth. And my father simply could not do that. I think he thought he was a master at compartmentalizing the Vietnam War. You can't do that. It only works for so many years,
yeah.
And then it bleeds out.
Which is what happened. I mean, look, we should say for, you know, those maybe not here in that time, you know, the fact that he did write in his memoir in 1995 that he did terrible things, this was mind-blowing.
I can't think of any living leader today who began to apologize for the war crimes or the war issues that they took on. So I want to say that up front.
He was the only one, and yet he didn't go far enough for many, and he also couldn't talk to you. Let's go a little bit back to the beginning. You're at St. Paul's boarding school. You called your dad from the payphone with a request because you're starting to hear things that you didn't hear at home about this war.
I was probably 16 in 65 or 66, and my dear friend Rick King had organized a teach-in. I called from the phone booth to reach my dad and said, "Dad, if you have any materials that support the war effort, please send them to me so I can put them out on the tables to distribute." I was still formulating my opinions. And there was a quiet pause on the phone, and my father said, "Well, Craigie, I'll make sure that my secretary gets that information to you." And nothing arrived in my mailbox. And it was the beginning of my resistance to the war.
In 1965, a man immolates himself outside your dad's Pentagon office. He must have seen it. Your family is vacationing with friends in Aspen, and some Quakers get up and beg for the war to be ended. You say his face looked like a condemned man. He would later suffer depression. You and your mom get ulcers. But still, no one in your family talked about the war?
You know, what comes to mind as you were speaking, Robin, is how wounded we are. And doing my memoir, you can hear the emotion in my throat, mm-hmm. is a journey backwards that takes us forward. Mm-hmm. It's just a powerful, you know, we're all wounded. And let me just say, during the war, we dropped 388,000 tons of napalm on the Vietnamese countryside and 7.5 million tons of bombs. That was three times the amount that was used in World War II. And those that didn't explode are still in the rice paddies. And I've been working with Project Renew, an amazing project in Vietnam, to try to dislodge those unexploded bombs.
Do you, Craig McNamara, do you think this is your responsibility because it was your father who ordered these things?
You know, I've struggled with that. I've struggled with that my entire life, and I realize that we are not our father's keepers. I've surrounded myself with love, community, purpose, and I think that's one of the things that I would like to share with readers is that if our families experience generational trauma, we have the opportunity to change that in our lives.
Does it help to know from others of your generation that their father might not have been the defense secretary? And maybe they were just, you know, as they would say, you know, grunts during World War II, right? But they felt the same way he did. And they also had schisms, terrible schisms with their own children. Does it help to hear?
I was so moved in listening to the interview that you had with Russ Miller, whose brother Jeffrey Miller was one of the Kent State young people, 19 years old, I think, who was killed. Their father thought that the protesters were bums. And it's just, I had the opportunity to meet with General Zapp's son in Hanoi. It was Nam's father, that was the son of General Zapp, and my father, who were leading this horrific situation. And here we are, two sons. The rose plants that his father so loved, the trellises of those rose plants were made out of bomb casings that our Air Force, had dropped on Hanoi.
Well, and I asked, you know, does it help that others also had, you know, difficult relationships with their fathers? But then it does come back to it's because their fathers believed your father. You asked him once, you know, why did he do it?
When my father wrote, in retrospect, I asked that, why couldn't you have said this earlier? Why couldn't you have done this to free yourself and eventually free all of those people who have been impacted? And he said, loyalty. I want to quote you something just after my father either was fired or resigned from LBJ's cabinet. Quote, "Around Washington, there is this concept of the higher loyalty. I think it's a heretical concept, this idea that there's a duty to serve the nation above the duty to serve the president. It will destroy democracy if it's followed. You have to subordinate a part of yourself, a part of your views, end quote. And in all due respect, I completely disagree. When he was took the oath of office, it's, I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't say anything about the presidency. Mm. To whom do we have loyalty? Mm. Ultimately, I hope to society. And that's what's so complex here, because he wanted the best for humanity. And yet he made decisions that continued the war in Vietnam.
Yeah. That's Craig McNamara. His book is Because Our Fathers Lied, A Memoir of Truth and Family from Vietnam to Today. Craig, so compelling. Thank you so much for talking to us about it.
Robin, our time together has meant so much to me. Thank you for all that you're doing.
By the way, the title of his book, Lines Kipling Wrote After His Son, Who He'd Pushed Into War, Died in Battle. Kipling wrote, "If any questions why we died, tell them. Because our fathers lied."